Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 26, the verses 12 to 19. Isaiah 26, 12 to 19. You will give us prosperity, Lord. Everything that we achieve is the result of what you do. Lord, our God, we have been ruled by others, but you alone are our Lord. Now they are dead and will not live again. Their ghosts will not rise, for you have punished them and destroyed them. No one remembers them anymore. Lord, you have made our nation grow, enlarging its territory on every side, and this has brought you honor. You punished your people, Lord, and in anguish they prayed to you. You, Lord, have made us cry out as a woman in labor cries out in pain. We were in pain and agony, but we gave birth to nothing. We have won no victory for our land. We have accomplished nothing. Those of our people who have died will live again. Their bodies will come back to life. All those sleeping in their graves will wake up and sing for joy. As the sparkling dew refreshes the earth, so the Lord will revive those who have long been dead. My theme for reflection is from suffering to singing. From suffering to singing, hope beyond the walls. A little boy asked his dad, "Why do we have walls around our house?" His dad replied, "To keep us safe." The boy thought for a moment and said, "Then why do you keep opening the door for the pizza guy?" Sometimes walls protect us, but sometimes what we really need is an open door. Isaiah 26 invites us to consider walls and gates, not just physical ones, but spiritual ones. This passage is part of a grand song celebrating God's ultimate victory over his enemies and the restoration of his people. It is a song that looks ahead to a time of peace, justice, and renewal when God's presence will dwell fully among his people. The prophet envisions a strong city with walls of salvation and gates open only to the righteous. This is not the old Jerusalem, ravaged by war and rebellion, but a new Jerusalem built on God's promises. Those who enter are not the powerful or privileged, but those who remain faithful with steadfast minds and unwavering trust in God. In verse 3, we encounter one of Scripture's most beautiful promises. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. This perfect peace, or shalom, is not the absence of conflict, but the presence of God. It is a peace that holds us steady when the world shakes. As Tom Wright reminds us, what we miss when we focus only on our own struggles is the larger story of God putting the whole world right through us and often in spite of us. But the song is not just about triumph. It is also a warning. Isaiah reflects on Judah's suffering, likening it to the agonizing labor of a woman, but with no child to show for it. Instead of birthing something meaningful, Judah's rebellion only produced wind, empty and purposeless. This vivid imagery reminds us that suffering, though often painful, should lead to transformation. Without repentance and faith, it risks being wasted. The text does not stop at judgment. It moves toward hope. God declares that what seems dead will live again. The nation, though broken, will be restored. This is not merely about Judah's return from exile, but a foreshadowing of the ultimate renewal in God's kingdom. In the midst of pain and disorientation, Isaiah calls his people and us to trust in the God who transforms suffering into salvation and despair into a song of joy. My dear friends, we live in a world where bad leadership, injustice, and suffering are all too familiar. Like Judah, we often turn to God only in times of calamity. Yet Isaiah challenges us to remain faithful, not just in crisis, but in the everyday journey of trust. When life feels like labor without delivery, we must remember that God's plans are never wasted. God invites us to walk paths of righteousness, to make them smooth, promising that He will make them smooth, not by removing every obstacle, but by ensuring the journey is worth it. This requires faith that clings to His promises, even when the outcome seems distant or unclear. Let us take heart in the hope that Judah's song offers. Our suffering is not the end of the story. The God who raised Judah from its ashes is still at work today, building a kingdom of peace, justice, and joy. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life do you feel like you are laboring in vain, and how might God be calling you to trust Him more deeply in those moments? Number two, how can you live in a way that reflects the shalom of God, even when the world around you is filled with uncertainty and struggle? Lord of perfect peace, we come to you with hearts burdened by the struggles of this life. Teach us to trust in your promises, even when the path ahead seems uncertain. Transform our suffering into a testimony of your faithfulness, and guide us to live as agents of your shalom. May our lives sing of your salvation, and may we find joy in your presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.